So when I hear music, I see shapes and they move. And when I have been physical with a man that I feel a deep connection with, sexually as well as emotionally and spiritually and mentally, all the different levels, I feel like we're dancing, and he's got his energy, I have my energy, and then when you combine me and this other person together, we create a third energy, like a new energy, and it's a space that we're creating together, the male and the female, me and the man. And I guess that's kind of what Tantra is, and it's like you're dancing with your energy, and you respond to his energy, and he responds to your energy. And that's what this woman last night, when I did the reading, had her do a reading for me, she was saying that I need to find someone that evokes a response from me. Because it's true, in the past, I've sometimes chased after men that weren't really, maybe they wanted to have sex with me, but they weren't really there in all the other ways. And so it's like I want to find somebody that's passionate, that, and in order to do that, I know I need to be more passionate myself and love myself and really come forth and shine my light. And so she suggested I dance, that I go to like open dance sessions or dance classes and just dance, and dance with men, and or dance with myself with other people, but dance and just move and dance and enjoy the energy of my body, other people's bodies, and just see what it feels like to be kind of a sensual dancing person, but not rush into sleeping with anybody, you know. And because I think I do need to take a break from really getting involved with somebody sexually, although I really want to find a wonderful lover. But I might not be ready, because I just got out of, a 2-year relationship I was in ended. And it was kind of sad, but I think it's all for the better. I don't want to go into the details. But I do want to eventually have another relationship in my life, but I really want to be more conscious this time of making sure that I connect with whoever it is I'm going to be involved with monogamously. Body, mind, heart, and soul, instead of just one or the other. So I think dance is one of the ways in which to do that. And to just have dinner with people and, like, you know, just have dinner, walk and talk and share, but not rush into getting involved with anybody. And luckily, I'm not really that attracted to very many people. I'm kind of picky. So, you know, the lightning bolt thing has only happened to me about 4 times in my life. And every time it happens, I think, wow, this is probably never going to happen again. And then it happens again. So I know it can happen. And I'm hoping next time I feel a lightning bolt connection with a man, a beautiful man, I'm hoping that it can be body, mind, heart, and soul, because it tends to be mostly body when that lightning bolt thing hits. It's like a kind of a spiritual and a sexual thing, but maybe the emotion and the mental is not fully there. So I need to become more available to myself on all those levels and radiate that out, so that I can attract, like a magnet, I can attract a man that's equal to me, and that's not freaked out by the nudity and not freaked out by my sexuality and not freaked out by me, but actually attracted to that and inspired by it in his own, whatever his own thing is. So this is Shannon Cringan. You're watching Goddess Kring. Thanks for tuning in.